I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing, from Satan, from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Ummah, the intercessor of Ummah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person who recites Durood 1,000 times on a daily basis, he will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Subhanallah, the good news which is given in this hadith is that a person who is consistent in reciting 1,000 times Durood daily, he will not die, his soul will not be taken until he sees his place in paradise. So when a person, he has a property somewhere, when a person, he sees that he has belongings in a certain place, then surely he will enter that place. So a person whose house is in paradise surely will go into paradise and enjoy the bounties of paradise. So we should try to make a habit of reciting as much durood as we can. May Allah Ta'ala also make us of those who are abundant in reciting durood, and may Allah make us of those who have palaces and houses in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, The Deadly Sins, in which we talk about those sins which are harmful for a person's iman, those sins which take a person away from the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, away from the path of paradise, and puts them onto the path of hell. Now the topic of today is a very interesting topic. The sin which we will talk about today is a very dangerous sin as well. It is very easy for the people who are fall into this sin that they leave the iman, they destroy the iman, they fall into shirk, they fall into disbelief, they fall into wrong, very disgusting and scary acts. And the major sin which we will talk about today is magic. And magic is something which is been related, which has been talked about in the Quran, and it has been talked about in numerous ahadith. And today we will learn of how much of a dangerous sin this is, the story behind magic, where magic comes from, and how it affects people. May Allah Ta'ala always keep us protected from magic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, we will listen to a few narrations in relation to magic. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abstain from seven sins, seven deadly sins which will ruin you. And one of the sins he mentioned is magic. So the other sins the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the first one being shirk, polytheism, associating partners with Allah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned qatl, murder. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned magic. In another narration, somebody came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and they said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what should be the cause, what should be the result, what should be the way we deal with the people who practice magic, the magicians? And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said that they shall be executed. And people thought that this is a bit of an extreme, this is a bit of a strong punishment for a person who is practicing magic. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said that if you knew the true reality of what these people indulge into, you will think that the punishment I'm appointing is less for these people. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three type of people, three groups of people will be prohibited, stopped from entering paradise. And when the companions radiallahu anhum, they asked the Prophet of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, who are these people who will be prevented entrance from paradise, who will be stopped from entering into paradise? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first one being an alcoholic. A person who is consistent in drinking alcohol, a person who is habitual in drinking alcohol. Number two, a person who cuts ties with his relatives. And number three, the practicer of magic, a magician. All these three people will be stopped from entering into paradise. Now Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in relation to magic in various parts of the glorious Quran. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 102, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, walakinna ash-shayatin kafaroo يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. However, the shayateens disbelieved and they taught the people magic. Now, what is the background in relation to this? What is the story behind this? And why was this verse revealed? The Jewish people, they used to believe that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was a magician and he was granted his kingdom due to magic, due to the basis of magic. In Tafsir al-Kabir, it is said, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would say to the Prophet that Sulaiman was merely a magician. He used the basis of magic to gain power and kingdom. And you are also a magician. They would accuse the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it was famous from the time of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam till the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Sayyidina Sulaiman was a magician. And then this verse was revealed that Sulaiman did not disbelieve, but rather the shayateens disbelieved and they taught the people magic. Now, what is the literal meaning of the word sihr? What does this mean? The literal meaning of this word is to conceal. And the technical meaning or the shar'i meaning is to portray something other than its reality in a secret way. And this is just a definition in the terms of sharia, to portray something other than its reality in a hidden way. Now, this can either be good or it can be bad. If it is done to deceive people, then it is bad. However, if it is done to bring out goodness, like the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, some speeches are magic. And this is good because what appears to be difficult, what appears to be hard to understand, because of the way a good speaker speaks, the way he conveys that message, it falls into the hearts of people like magic affects people. However, if you are doing it to please people, if you are doing it to harm people, if you are doing it to go against the prophets of Allah, to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all of these are bad magics and they will lead a person towards the fire of hell. The magic which is mentioned in this ayah, this is referring to bad magic. And magic is split into various categories, various types. And inshallah, we will talk about those various types and categorizations in a bit. But there are some people who deny shayateen, jinnat, magic altogether. And this is wrong because all of these three have been mentioned in the glorious Quran. So to deny something from the glorious Quran can lead a person towards a bad end. And even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that I was affected by the effects of magic. And due to that, Allah Ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, and they are the remedies of magic and people who do magic as well. And in relation to Allah Ta'ala mentioning in the Quran, there is a story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's story goes in such a way that once the Pharaoh, he gathered a large crowd, he arranged a carnival, and he gathered all the magicians of his kingdom to defeat Sayyidina Musa, the Prophet of Allah, the Sadiq al-Amin, the truthful one, the one who came with the truth. Pharaoh wanted to disprove Sayyidina Musa, so he gathered all the magicians of the kingdom. And in midst of the carnival, which was crowded by hundreds of thousands of people, all of them stood on one side. And the Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Musa, Kalimullah, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, stood on the other side. And the magician swore by the grace of Pharaoh, and they threw their sticks and ropes, and they turned into snakes, and they started to hiss and seem like they have turned into snakes. The whole crowd lost their senses, and out of fear, a stampede broke out. Pharaoh and all of his magicians swelled with arrogance upon demonstrating their show and began to clap arrogantly, considering it a victory. Meanwhile, upon receiving the command of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he placed his holy staff amongst the snakes. The blessed staff turned into a big serpent. And upon seeing this horrifying big serpent that had swallowed all the other little snakes the magicians had thrown, all the magicians fell into the feet of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and they all accepted Islam. And this has been related in the Holy Quran, translation from Kunzul Iman. They said, "Oh Musa, either you throw first or shall we throw first?" Musa said, "Rather you throw." Thereupon their ropes and their staffs, by the strength of their magic, appeared to him as if they were snakes running. And Musa sensed fear in his heart. We said, "Fear not, only you are dominant. And cast down what is in your right hand. It will swallow their fabrications." that which they have made and brought, that is only a trick of the magicians. And a magician is never successful wherever he comes to. Therefore, all the magicians were thrown down into prostration. They said, we brought faith in him who is the Lord of Harun and Musa. Subhanallah. This shows us that the people in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when they seen a true miracle, when they actually seen a thing change, form into something else, they believed in the Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam. Because whatever they were doing was a mere illusion. Because it is said, if you are to throw ropes covered in oil on a sandy desert in a particular time of the day, it will look like that the ropes are moving. And this is what the magicians didn't try to make an illusion, cover the eyes of the people, deceive the people. But when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam showed a true miracle, something extraordinary, then the magicians knew that this is something which is not trickery. This is something which a person cannot learn and do. This is something which has been granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the magicians seen this, they had no choice except to accept Islam. Now people who are ignorant, or people who are not learned, they go to these so-called magicians who are able to tell them the future. Now the story behind that is, before the devils were able to go to the skies and listen to the speech of the angels, and sometimes the angels would be conversing about the matters which are going to take ahead, and the shayateen, they would listen to this. The devils, they would listen to this. They would come down and they would go to that person who controls these jinnat. And those jinns would then convey all of that to that person. And he would tell the people, and the people would assume that he has amazing powers. He has a great reach. He can do extraordinary things. And in the time of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had a kingdom over everything. So he used to use the jinnat to help him dig out wells and rivers and make great castles and houses and use their strength to his benefit. So due to this, the jinnat and the humans, they would interact a lot. And the jinnat and the shayateens, they would show strange acts to the human, and the humans would become astonished at this, and they would ask the shayateens, how are you able to do this? And the shayateens would say that we have certain words we recite, there are certain phrases we recite, mantras, we do this, and due to this we are given this power. So when the humans seen this, they became astonished, and they asked the jinns, they asked the shayateens, and the shayateens told them these verses which were full of kufr, which were full of disbelief, which had no reality. And the people, they started to learn this, and they started to even write it and compile books of this. So whenever these humans would recite these verses, the shayateens, the jinnat would perform trickery, and the people would believe that these verses have power in them, these words have power in them. And due to this, they left their books and they started to believe in this. And this news reached Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and his secretary Asif bin Barkhiya. So Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam told his secretary to gather up all the devils and bring them to one place. And Sayyidina Sulaiman prohibited the shayateens and the jinnat to meet and converse and intermingle with the human beings. And he gathered all of their books and he put them in a chest, in a sunduk, and he hid them under his throne. And he said, whoever practices magic from today shall be given a strict punishment. So this was how Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam tried to stop the widespread of magic. However, after Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam left this apparent world, the devils, they went to the Jewish people in the shape of humans and said, shall we not inform you how Sulaiman gained kingdom, how he became so powerful? And the people said, yes. And they said that he used to use magic. And we can tell you the same magic, we can teach you the same magic. And with that, you can have a kingdom as big as Sulaiman alayhi salam. And the people, they left the book of Torah. The Jewish, they left Torah. And they went in search of these books, and they gained these books, and they started to perform magic. They started to perform supernatural acts. And this happened all the way up to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's time. So this was the background of magic, how magic came into existence. How the verse of the Quran tells us that the Prophet of Allah was innocent, that he did not perform magic. It was the shayateen who disbelieved, and they taught the people magic. Because there are some objections on Sayyidina Sulaiman that he was the one that taught them magic. No, it was the shayateen. And the thing about magic in itself is that magic consists of disbelief. It consists of kufr. And the conditions for magic consists of disbelief and kufr. So how can prophethood and disbelief gather in one place, in one human? How can truth and falsehood gather at one place? This is impossible. So similarly for Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam to be a magician and be a prophet of Allah was impossible. And there are many things which can be gained from this verse. The first one being that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam reaches the other anbiya alayhi wasallam. Why? Because since the time of Sayyidina Sulaiman until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was widespread that Sulaiman was a magician. But due to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam coming into this world, due to his blessed existence, due to his blessed message, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasallam's innocence was proven. And magic, it consists of very bad things, especially black magic or where you harm other people. And if I were to mention some of the conditions, you would become disgusted and you'd become frightful at it. This is the extent these people do. Because the main purpose behind magic is the shayateen and the jinnat making you worship them. And in exchange of that worship, they help you. So you have to do certain activities, you have to do certain things, certain rituals, which make you worship shaitan, reject Allah Ta'ala. You have to disrespect the Holy Quran. You have to write the verses of the Holy Quran with fluids which exit your body, with your urine, astaghfirullah, with your stool, with your blood. You have to write the verses of the Quran in a disfigured manner. And like this, when you have committed the highest level of kufr and disbelief, when you have rejected Allah Ta'ala at the highest level, when you have disobeyed Him at the highest level, that is when your connection with the shayateen and the jinnat becomes strong. And that is when you are able to take their help and you are able to do mystical and weird things. Now, magic is of different kinds. One type of magic is called Babil magic. And this is the most difficult of magics, because then you can control things. Allah Ta'ala has put a hidden soul into everything, in every leaf, in every plant, in every tree, in the stars, the moons, etc. Allah Ta'ala has put a soul in them. And through this magic, a person is able to control the soul of these things. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the reasons for his descent was to refute this magic and protect the power of Allah Ta'ala from these bad and evil people. The second type of magic, which is very common, is when you control the shayateen, when you control the jinnat and you use their help to be able to do strange things. For example, if you see a person flying, maybe the shayateen and the jinnat are carrying him. If a person is walking on water, the people, the shayateen are carrying him. He's able to make things appear. He's able to tell you information which you did not know, or information which is only hidden by yourself, but he is able to tell you. This is because he uses the control of shayateen and the jinnat to be able to get information out. And this type of magic requires, is a condition for a person to disbelieve to reach this. The third type of magic, which has been mentioned, is being able to communicate with the spirits, being able to communicate with the dead. And this is also a type of magic. The next type of magic is clouding the intellect, more commonly known as the illusionist, a person who does an illusion, a person with the trickery of his hand, with the fast pacing of his hands, turns one thing to another. And this is a type of magic as well. Then there is another type of magic, which is done through a person's mind, where a person, he ponders over matters. He thinks deeply over matters. He wants certain things to happen. And due to this, those things come into effect. So even the effects of nazar have been compared to magic, because you are casting an evil eye upon the ni'mat of somebody else. So when you fall ill or when something bad happens to you, this could also be the effect of it. But where magic and all of this has been mentioned, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us the cures and remedies for this as well. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that whoever recites Surah Al-Baqarah in his house, he will be protected from black magic. Whoever has the compilation of the Quran in his house and the books of a hadith in his house, For example, Sahih al-Bukhari, black magic will not affect that house. That house in which good actions are done, prayer, Quran, fast, zakat, good actions in general, durood as-salam have been recited, that house is less likely to be affected by black magic and evil eye. That person who knows Surah Al-Falaq, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, and Surah Al-Nas, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and he recites and blows this over his body, Allah Ta'ala will protect that individual from black magic. So we have heard in relation to magic how dangerous it is that people have to sell their souls to the devil to be able to do this. They have to reach the utmost level of kufr, disbelief, to be able to do certain things. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has prohibited such a person from entering into paradise. The punishment for such a person is the capital punishment. So this shows us the severity of this sin. And this shows us that we should not indulge, not even go close to this sin. However, we should protect ourselves by through the means of the Quran, through the means which of the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned in the hadith, and the prophetic manners in which a person should protect himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from black magic, keep us away from magicians, and always safeguard us with His mercy. Ameen bi jahi an-nabi al-ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.